Welcome back to the playground right here on Sports Talk 1050, WTK The Ticket. Josh Zinke, JZ Radio. You can follow me on Twitter. I locked it up because I'm tired of these fools getting in my Twitter.
Oh,
locked it.
So you locked it up?
You got to ask to actually check out my stuff.
So if you're already following him, congratulations. You've been let in. But
you're in.
That's it, though.
If you're not, well, you got to ask.
Sucker.
Miz, yours is not on lockdown.
Not yet.
And how can they follow you?
You follow me at The Miz on Air.
And Alex, not the intern, you have a Twitter?
Not the intern. Yeah, you can hit me on there, at Alex J. Mercurio.
And don't forget to follow the show Twitter, at WTKA underscore playground.
And really, do not forget to follow Matt Misler. Do not forget.
Don't.
Whatever you
good
do,
stuff.
Do not forget to follow Matt Misler.
Do not. That's what he wants. 2018, he wants to get to 1,000 actual.
I just want that blue check mark. That's all I want.
It's very tough nowadays. I know some people that have it, and let's just say it's tougher and tougher, and they don't even care that you care.
Twitter, like, just hook it up. Come on.
Hook it up. All right, let's look at this side, defensive side of the Michigan football team. Obviously, we know we're going to lose some of these guys.
A lot, yeah.
Do we know what Mohurst is going to play?
Mohurst is going to play in the game tomorrow.
What
that is official.
What color will his hair be?
Last time I had checked, it is going to be a very vibrant shade of orange.
All right, and will he turn pro after the game?
Oh, without a doubt.
All right, Alex, those questions all to you.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a real bright orange. I think it's going to look great out in the field, and I think it's going to make him even more intimidating.
Will he leave?
Will he leave? Yes, he will leave. This is his time. He's going to be, most likely, as long as he stays healthy and everything goes correctly, first-round pick.
All right, what about Chase Winovich? Alex, what color will his hair be?
Oh, last time I saw, that was the orange of all oranges.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was some real orange hair. And
will he be turning pro?
He will stay. He will make a tough decision last minute to stay.
All right, Miz, those questions to you.
So I know that you didn't ask about if he's going to play. Yeah, he's going to play. He's going to ball out. He posted on Twitter and his Instagram how orange his hair is. I wasn't expecting to be that orange. I was expecting something like a light orange with the blonde, like his blonde hair, like it was just going to be kind of light. But this is like orange.
Well, you
like
know,
your hat orange.
Yeah.
Like your Houston Astros hat orange.
Yeah. So just to let you know, I don't know how many times you guys have dyed your hair. Alex looks like this recently. But it's for him, more likely, whatever he used, he went extra. Like he was like, oh, it doesn't look that much. Keep adding stuff. And then it looks like his head's on fire. So you'll be able to, if he takes the helmet off at all, probably even with it on, you're going to be able to find him anywhere.
It is going to be a wavy, beautiful orange field, just beautiful.
At certain points, do you think at any time maybe Russ might try to put his head out because they might think it's on fire? Over or under one?
Under.
Okay.
I'm going to go under on that one. And as far as will Chase come back, I would love for him to come back. And I know he's been talking about he's still kind of a little bit on the fence about it. I want to say he does come back for one more season.
All right, I like that. Both guys saying that Chase Winovich
will stay.
I'm being
optimistic, yeah.
How long will he leave that hair dye in? Will he just shave his head after?
Oh, God, please don't shave that. Don't shave that flow, bro.
But if you put it back to blonde, more likely it's gonna actually break. Because if you don't know hair like I do.
I know. You've got a beautiful head of hair.
That because of that, I think it might be tough for...
Especially when you shave it. It's beautiful.
For him to dye it back to the usual blonde. Maybe he's been doing it all along. Maybe it'd be a lot easier for him, but I don't think so. I'm going to say more likely they won't put his head out.
Nope.
He'll leave it like that for some time because obviously anywhere he goes, anywhere, people are going to know who he is.
Oh, yeah.
So why try to change it back?
Yeah, they'll keep it.
All right, Don Brown. His mustache color tomorrow, Miz?
I think it's going to be orange. I think it's going to be that
over or under brighter than and Chase's.
I think it's going to be over under on brightness.
Brightness.
I want to say under on brightness. Okay. I think the little bit of gray kind of adds a little bit of darkness to it.
All right,
but it's going to be a nice. It's going to be a beautiful orange though. The Celic orange, brother.
All right. Will this help him become more of a master at defense? For Don Brown to have that mustache that color.
Probably not, but it's definitely going to make for an interesting press conference afterwards. And all of the sound effects he adds, his booms and pows and shebangabangs and whatever the hell he drops as well, too, will make it that much more entertaining.
And he'll shave it off after the game, you guys think, right?
Yeah, I don't want him to, but yeah, he's probably going to.
Because, yeah, from what I heard, it says it'll take about a week or two to grow back.
Yeah, well, it might just take just a couple days for him to grow back.
Right, exactly.
He's Dr. Blitz.
Well, yeah, and that's what's going to help. More, yeah. The more blitzing, the more sacks, the faster it grows. That's what I've heard.
Every time a sack comes up, his mustache grows a little bit longer.
Exactly. All right, so who's your MVP of this season so far, without the bowl game, of the defense? Miz, I see you're trying to look at a computer.
Because I decided to look up this. I brought up their stats and whatnot.
Nice. Who's leading the team in tackles?
Who's leading the team in tackles? That would be number 10, Devin Bush.
Who's leading the team in assists?
That's a good question. That would be, once again, number 10, Devin Bush.
Who's leading in solo tackles?
That would be...
You got him.
Number 7, Clee Cutson.
And tied with?
He's by himself.
On my stats, I am 42.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Tyreek Hill is first place. 41.
I have him at 40, so our stats are different.
Yeah, I've got
Hudson at 42, and I have McCray at 42.
Okay. See, so maybe they didn't include Ohio State in this one or something. I don't know.
I don't know. We'll have to look at that. Yeah. So who's your MVP?
I'm going to go ahead and say my MVP is going to be Chase. He's led the way in sacks. He has done a studly job on defense this year. I think Chase edges just by a beautiful orange hair than Mo Hurst. Mo is without a doubt a stud, but I just think Chase edges out by that little bit of orange hair.
All right, Alex, you can't say Chase. Who are you going with?
No, yeah, I'm gonna go with Mo. I think he does a lot of things that don't show up in the stat sheet, and I think he makes things easier for everybody else on the defensive line. There's a reason the guy's going to be most likely a first-round pick, and he's leaving probably after this year.
Shut up,
Miz. Yeah, I'm gonna go with Mo though. I think he's a guy who just, you know, when you watch him play, just the way he impacts the game is just second to none on this team. You know, a close second would probably be Chase Winovich, also Clee Cutson somewhere in there as well. But Maurice Hurst just had. I don't think people will really appreciate Maurice Hurst until he's out of here.
Yeah, you are correct about that one. I'll go if I have to go pick it from different from you guys. I'm gonna say Bush with his 89 tackles, 5.5 sacks. Obviously, that's helped out by Mo Hurst and Winovich. That's easy for him to run free.
True.
So this defense tomorrow, how many sacks are they going to have?
I think you're probably going to look at a total team amount of 5 sacks.
5 sacks. All right. Alex?
I'm going to go with 3, but there's going to be a lot of pressure on the quarterback. He's going to throw it away a lot. He's going to put up some jump balls. He'll be under some pressure, but they'll only actually take him down 3 times.
All right, I'm going to say 7. I think this is a total domination, and I think it all starts with the defensive side. 7 sacks for me. Bentley, more likely. He'll play the entire time, but he's going to be banged up. Like, was that Devin Gardner against Michigan State that one year where one could stop him?
That was rough. 7 sacks that year.
All right.
That's not good.
No, it's not whatsoever. So we'll go ahead and say that. INTs, who's going to have your INT? Will they have one? Michigan, I'm more likely. Who's your guy?
I think when it comes to the interception, I think you're going to see LeVert Hill get one. But I think there's going to be more than one in that game, though.
More than one?
More than one.
All right, Alex, more than one?
I'm going to take one just because, you know, usually these guys don't come up with too many. I hope I'm wrong. I hope there's more than that. But I'm going to go with one. I'm going to say Tyreek Hill gets it.
All right, what about kick and punt returns? Any touchdowns from either of them? Thomas, he had 362 yards on 18 returns. Crawford, 139 on 8, and Brad Hawkins, 42 on 3.
I'm going to say no on the special team returns for TDs.
Nothing. What about you, Alex?
I'm going to say no as well. I'm going to say Thomas gets a nice return on the kickoff, but no touchdowns for either unit.
All right, Quinn Nordine, how many field goals?
I'm going to go with 1 for Quinn Nordine. He'll be 5 for 5 on extra points.
All right, Miz?
Non-extra points, I think he'll go 2 for 3. 2 for 3.
I think he's going to be 1 for 1. They won't need him as much. Extra points, more likely around what Alex said. All right, it's time for your score of tomorrow's game. Played at noon. You can hear the countdown to kickoff at 8 a.m. Starting at 8 a.m., Jacob Babbitt on that side. Alex, or Ira, Steve, Sam.
Well, no Sam, because Sam is down in Florida.
Sam needs to call in.
I think he is calling in.
No one listens to the station without Sam on here.
I know, trust me. Do you know how many phone calls are like, when Sam's coming back? Because I've been Sam. Filling in.
Yeah.
Where's Sam?
All right, so how many calls are you going to get on Tuesday? Or on, yeah, on Tuesday, where's Sam?
Okay, so where's Sam over? I'm going to say we're probably going to get maybe one or two.
Okay.
Because they probably weren't paying attention.
All right, your score of this game.
So I know you were saying 56, you know, for Michigan possibly. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go a little under on that one. I think earlier this week I said 31 would be for Michigan. I'm going to up that up, I think. I'm going to up it up to, I'm going to go 45 to 14, Michigan on top. And your MVP of the game will be none other than Mo Hurst.
All right, Alex.
Two touchdown change there for Matt Misler from an hour ago. But you know what? You got to do what you got to do. I'm going to go with 38 to 13 here for Michigan. Yeah, I'm going to go with 38 to 13. You know, like I said, Hayden gets two on the ground. Evans gets one on the ground. I'm going to look for Peters to pass for a couple. One to, I said, Crawford and one to Gentry. Quinn Oregon with a nice short field goal. Michigan will play a nice game defensively. Team MVP for this game, Brandon Peters.
Wow, I like that. I like that a lot. All right, I'm going to go ahead and say they get to 50. I think they're going to give up 13 points. 50 to 13, destruction. Your MVP is going to be Higdon with the almost 200 yards that he gets. All right, let's get to winners and losers of the year. That's right, of the year.
Of the year?
Of the year. Tony O's gone.
So he's a loser.
He's a loser. Jacob Babbitt couldn't get here on time. Definite loser, probably the biggest loser on this station. We'll go ahead and put that out there.
I don't know that. I don't know.
On the station, Miz.
Oh, on the station?
Yeah, on WTK.
Okay, we'll go with that then.
All right, when we come back, winners and losers of 2017, you listen to The Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. The Ticket.